Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're back live, ladies and gentlemen, halfway into this transmission today. We're going to open the phones up in the next segment on any issue you'd like to discuss. Global cap and trade now in the Senate. They're set to vote on it next few days, next few weeks. God only knows what these demons are going to do. 1-800-259-9231. Al Gore bragging how much money he's making off all the scams. 1-800-259-9231. We'll get you up and on the air. A bunch of other financial news. But right now, I'm playing CFR audio blog. They publicly put this out, interspersed with clips of their fear-mongering. Now, this was recorded a little less than a month ago. Council on Foreign Relations, we've got the names of the federal government and hospital and university heads, talking about how they need to use sound bites and how crazy people are getting folks to not take it. And then they get into, we need to act like there's not enough of it to create the perception artificial scarcity. And there's all this giggling and snickering on the conference call. It's so much fun to manipulate and feel powerful in your little white lab coat and work for the government and to feed their kids fluoride water and eat GMO too. They love it. This is your enemy. Let's go back to them.
It's a short one. It has a technical name, PP1F2, and that is missing in the 2009 virus.
We're also making steady progress on developing a safe and effective H1N1 flu vaccine, and we expect a flu shot program will begin soon. This program will be completely voluntary, completely voluntary, completely voluntary, completely voluntary, completely voluntary.
Good morning, Rory Lance, and I'm a member of the New York State Assembly. We had a hearing, a 12-hour hearing on H1N1 earlier this week, and much of it focused on the mandatory vaccination that the New York State Department of Health has ordered of almost all healthcare workers in New York State. And I was wondering if you could offer an opinion on whether you think such a policy is effective and sound.
I have a very strong opinion, and that is, I think that's appropriate.
Completely voluntary. Completely voluntary. Completely voluntary. Completely voluntary.
Good pause.
The news.
Now, see, that's how they operate. Obama comes out and says, I don't think it's racist to criticize me. All of his surrogates say it. He gets to play the good cop. They play the bad cop. They come out all over the country. The feds try to force it to the states. Their own manuals say it. And then Obama's like, I'm not making anybody. He's the good guy. Back to the tape.
Completely voluntary. Completely voluntary. Completely voluntary. Completely voluntary.
The news media is hyping the swine flu as though it's the next death mission. And everybody's getting frightened. And
do you agree with that?
No, I don't. From what I've seen, certainly some vulnerable people have died, but not masses of people like the Black Plague or anything.
The truth is that many Americans are not buying into the swine flu scam and refusing the vaccine. However, there are those who are buying into the scam and do intend to vaccinate themselves and their families. But there are those who are on the fence about the vaccine. And what do the experts recommend to get them to take the flu shot?
I think what would work better would be to say that there was a shortage and people tend to line up more for something less in demand. You saw that. There was one season where really people lined up all night
right.
to get a flu shot. And then, I mean,
ABC News puts the H1N1 vaccine artificial scarcity tactic to the test.
Supplies of the vaccine running low. Doctors around the country are now finding themselves overrun with nervous parents. Here's ABC's Rachel Martin.
For weeks, doctors' offices around the country have been fielding a flurry of phone calls.
We do not yet have the H1N1.
Stop it right there. Let's back it up to the CFR saying we need to create artificial scarcity, act like there's not enough. Then ABC News puts it to the test. I told you months ago this was the game plan. I know our enemy, and I'm going to get him.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's AlkaZone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
I have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2-sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm going to be honest with the listeners. I haven't been able to sleep as much as I could in the past, and I thought it was coffee. So I've cut my coffee intake from 4 cups a day, which I space out so I can work 16 hours a day some days, to 1 cup in the morning, maybe 1 in the afternoon. So I've cut my coffee by more than half because instead of big cups, I'm having little cups. And I'm waking up in the middle of the night thinking about the carbon tax. I'm waking up at 3 a.m. worried about the New World Order, worried about how they're going to stage a new terror attack. I mean, this is real, not just intellectually studying it. When I get up here and yell and scream and get mad, I apologize for that. But at the same time, maybe I shouldn't apologize. We need to be upset about what's happening. I mean, I've read hundreds of CFR publications where they admitted 30-plus years ago they were going to set up a North American Union by stealth. That's a quote. And where they admitted they were going to bankrupt the banks and the economy to bring in the one world government and the carbon tax and a one-child policy and how they're going to tax everything we do and control our lives and how they've militarized the police and train them to use rubber bullets and tasers on us before they train them to actually shoot us. And now police departments all over are announcing if you run, they're going to shoot you in the back. And they are shooting people in the back and killing people and covering it up. And I don't want to hate the police. What are you doing? You're becoming Nazis. The system is out of control. And then I see this CFR audio that this video director's cut in with news clips where they're saying, okay, most people aren't taking the shot. because of what's on the insert. And then they admit it isn't really bad. H1N1 isn't really a very dangerous flu virus. It's very weak. Well, how do we do it? Well, we say there isn't enough to create artificial scarcity and a panic to get it. And that's what they do everywhere. Folks, I remember in January having on the air reporters and city managers and emergency managers in Illinois, Indiana, New York State, Arizona, and getting the documents from the state, secret, saying, get ready for millions dead, get ready for mass graves, get ready for the militia to attack your police department, get ready for the veterans to attack you with bombs. Then I got the Homeland Security and MIAC reports saying it. Admitting Homeland Security's for good Americans, good people, who were against the foreign bank takeover. And then telling police, you're going to do a Homeland Security drill for terrorists attacking your tiny police department, and we're going to do a drill where you come to the airport and we deliver you the flu vaccine and the militias try to steal it. A role-playing scenario to demonize militias. This was in January, so I got on air in January and March and I said they're going to stage some type of big flu deal. And I posted the audio of that, you know, months after it happened. It was live, but then we reposted it and said, look, I was right. I'm not that smart. I knew they were going to artificially, back in April, they delivered the seasonal flu with armed guards in Austin to the hospitals and had police parked around the clock out front the hospitals as if people would hear there was a flu shot there and run in and kill everybody for it. That was done to manipulate the police so the word got out that it was special so you would all go take it. And so the doctors and nurses would get the word it was special. And now they're doing it with the H1N1. And I told you, they keep announcing, we've got the flu shot, the H1N1, and in a big city, a few thousand morons will show up. They'll be lined up going, they ran out. They didn't run out. They have 18-wheelers full of it on that are refrigerated. They're doing that so the news can show long lines. Now, I told you that. Here's the Council on Foreign Relations in a meeting admitting it. Here it is. Then we cut to the news, reporting the same thing. Okay,
I think what would work better would be to say that there was a shortage and people tend to line up more for something that they meant. You saw that. There was one season where really people lined up all night to get a flu shot. And I mean,
back it up. Back it up again. I want to play that one more time. Then it cuts to ABC News a week after this was aired, doing the exact thing. And listen how they laugh. It's so fun to have all these government and university and medical heads. We list them here in the article at Infowars.com. CFR, vaccines no more harmful than tuna sandwich. Laughing about it. But then when they cut to the news, it's not done in a laughing fashion. It's done with, oh my gosh, we're dead. Here it is.
I think what would work better would be to say that there was a shortage and people tend to line up more for something that they meant. You saw that. There was one season where really people lined up all night to get a flu shot. And then, I mean,
ABC News puts the H1N1 vaccine artificial scarcity tactic to the test.
And with supplies of the vaccine running low, doctors around the country are now finding themselves overrun with nervous parents. Here's ABC's Rachel Martin.
For weeks, doctors' offices around the country have been fielding a flurry of phone calls.
We do not have any H1N1 available at our office at this time.
Telling patients the same thing.
We are out of the flu shot vaccine right now.
Panic now.
The next day, Swanson is in the office calling patients to tell them the vaccine
now.
Is in.
Alert, alert. Oh my gosh, left. There's none of it.
And we need to protect Michael. He's going to be one of those kids that could end up in the hospital. And I don't think we want that.
By 10 a.m., the waiting room is full.
With the vaccine now in short supply, parents are lining up in doctor's offices like this one, hoping to get their questions answered and their kids vaccinated.
I think what would work better would be to say that there was a shortage and people tend to line up more for something that they meant. You saw that. There was one season where really people lined up all night to get a flu shot. And I mean,
for whatever reasons, I think it's pretty much safe to say that the media and the government are yanking your chain. That's what the maker of this said. There's sterilants in the shots. That's what's going on.
Do you think
here.
That the people who are making it are putting it out in controlled amounts so that it is producing this demand?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's the drug companies that are making money at this. Who's making money at the end of the day?
The participating members of the Council on Foreign Relations Symposium include Arnold, and it goes through the names at the end, and we have that up on the website. The heads of microbiology, research professor, research director, Department of Global Health, George Washington University, Science Magazine correspondent.
Shout, talk about it.
All right, and that's the end of the clip. But the good news is, once the public figures out the 100 or so tricks, I want to write a book, The 100 Tricks of the New World Order. There's probably more than 100 tricks. You could probably make it 50 tricks. But the point is, they have tricks. They have little manipulative games that they play, and they just do it perpetually to control people. But the good news is, you're getting wise to them. Now it's time to bring these people to justice. Because I'll guarantee you, there was memos went out to all the media, you hear the talking points, saying it's artificially scarce, telling you to come get it. That's criminal. But they've set the precedent where the media now just admits, yeah, most our TV shows and media and movies are paid for by the government. That isn't a free society, folks. That's a spooky, devilish, cult, Nazi, Soviet, control freak society. Get it through your head. They're trying to manipulate you. Almost everything you watch and see is a manipulation, except for alternative news on the web, and that's full of disinfo and operatives and mentally ill people as well. So check stuff out for yourself. Don't believe anything. Look into it for yourself. Let's talk to Carl in Texas. Carl, you're on the air. Carl, go ahead.
Okay. Look, I had three questions from last week, and you answered two of them, so I had to call back here. And this is actually in relation to the FEMA camps that I wanted to find out about here in Houston. I'm just trying to find out, do you know of any where any of the facility camps might be in this area? And because the reason why I was asking is because I found out through another resource when you had a bunch of callers, I guess, calling in about 5-6 weeks ago, getting all these calls from other people, you know, seeing all this kind of military activity in their own neighborhoods. I talked to an ex-cop to kind of ask her to see if she could put her feelers out there and find out from other police officers if there's been any other military activity here in Houston. And somebody that was standing next to me said they actually closed off a highway. And this person said they saw hundreds of Humvees and armored police vehicles. So I don't know if that's set up for anything for where these camps may be here. I have no idea, and that's why I was asking. Do you know of any facilities around this area?
Okay, Carl, I appreciate your call. I guess you asked your first questions, and I didn't hear the third one, or I would have asked it. We also have time constraints. We sell a video that I consulted on and that I'm in called Camp FEMA. And it's all the government hearings, video clips, government documents with the names, Houston Chronicle, L.A. Times, New York Times, Wall Street Journal, admitting the camps, the legislation to expand the camps. The problem is there's a lot of different types of camps and a lot of different types of infrastructure. A, we have more prisons than any other country in the world per capita. We have more, period, than any other country in the world, even China. B, under top-off NLE exercises and others, the government has drilled in every major city publicly to lock down cities and put you in sports stadiums and put concertina wire around them. That's what dictators always use worldwide for over 100 years, is sports stadiums. So there's your big camp. You got where the Houston Astros play. You got the Houston Texans. You got your high school facilities. You also have old military bases that they have refurbished with the barbed wire aiming in. But they don't put big neon signs up saying, this is a camp, this is a camp, this is a camp, this is a camp. We only know about it because of the funding through Congress for the purchase orders for the camps that have been in the Houston Chronicle and everywhere else. But that's your camps. Then you have things like Camp X-Ray and black sites around the world.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
I have about 15 wild food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today. Wow.
I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1. New climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2. Our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3. In some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4. Dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5. A solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
Okay, on the subject of FEMA camps, I predicted 2 months before, whenever Glenn Beck came out and said, I believe the camps are real, but we're doing an investigation, I even named the fake camps he was going to name. because I had debunked them back in 96, 97, the Indiana Amtrak terminal and others. And then he did one and didn't attribute the source. He showed a satellite photo of a North Korean labor camp and then just said someone made it up. So you can always find disinfo. You can find people on the web saying blood-drinking chupacabras control things. That doesn't mean it's the case. And so he didn't address the Houston Chronicle, the civilian inmate labor camp program that lists in the original document 12, now 24, civilian inmate labor camp programs. It doesn't list the supermaxes around the country. They're opening for political dissidents. That's been ABC News, U.S. News World Report. I mean, people are still calling me saying, where's the proof they're going to put the military on the streets? AP, Reuters, Army Times, Pentagon, Northcom. They want 379,000 troops. They've already got 40,000 troops on the streets. Marines and Army are everywhere running illegal checkpoints, unannounced. But it's confirmed in local news. Local news says, why are Marines out searching people? Well, you're not for drunks, are you? You know, it's for PR purposes to set the table and get everybody prepared for this. It's like 10 years ago, I'd read Club of Rome and UN documents how they were going to have a global carbon tax and tax carbon dioxide, and people wrote big national articles saying I was a lying, crazy kook. 3 years ago, when I made Endgame, right as I was about to release it, I had the heir to the Rothschild fortune on, Lord Rothschild's son, who heads up all these big green movements. But David de Rothschild, Lord Rothschild's son, and I said, it's a carbon tax. He said, no, that's a conspiracy theory, and laughed at me. Now, he knew it was a carbon tax. Then we cut to Al Gore that same week saying it's a carbon tax. But see, they had national media say it didn't exist for years, so we couldn't build an opposition. They know you're lazy. They know you want to rationalize. They know you don't want to get involved. Hitler said that good propaganda speaks to people's laziness, and it's simple. It's not complex like this radio show. And so it's real simple. There's no carbon tax. There's no global government. The banks didn't engineer this. There's no plan. I have all these documents. I have all these textbooks. I have all these plans. You're about to pass the legislation. It's passed the House. It's in the Senate. And, you know, Salon and New Republic and all these big publications every week say Alex Jones is insane and believes there's a global government and a carbon tax. And they laugh. Ha, 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 ha. They're laughing. So weak-minded people who are looking look at that and go, must be nothing here. Yeah, that guy's a kook. He gets angry. And then once they pass it, they say, we always said we were going to do this. It's the same thing with FEMA camps. Everybody calls me about, are there troops? I heard there were troops. And I'm like, well, here's 500 mainstream news articles plus on InfoWars and Prison Planet. We've had the Army colonels on, the Army generals, the Marines on. We've had local news on. We've had state police press releases. I mean, I remember since 99, I would release leaked government documents stating that the government was setting up a federalized police force for gun owners, conservatives, landowners, rural people, and the spy networks. And people paid attention some. Now I release those documents, it finally breaks into the mainstream news. That's why we're now dangerous, because we have a big enough audience of activists. If we do everything we can and hit them as hard as we can punch through. We've just now gotten to the point where we can land blows. We've just now gotten to the point where we can get in the boxing ring with these people and hold our own. And we're bleeding and got black eyes and they're beating the hell out of us, but we've knocked them to the mat a few times. And, you know, we're totally focused and committed. It's a thriller in Manila. And if we can just keep the rounds going, we're going to beat these people. Because they're now in afterburner. They're trying to bring it in, so they're lying about everything while simultaneously admitting they're setting up a world government. All these years they've denied it, so it's blowing up in their face. They say there's no mercury in the shot. Millions of people are reading the insert and reading that. People are waking up. And it's this radio audience that has more credit than anybody. I salute you.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to two-thirds of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your Garden in a Can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is an emergency alert. Do not take risky vaccinations this fall. I repeat, do not take risky vaccinations this fall. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, author of 16 books and a Harvard-trained public health expert, urging you to avoid risky vaccinations this flu season. Rely instead on OxySilver. OxySilver's broad-spectrum action makes all vaccinations and antibiotics unnecessary. OxySilver is the most advanced silver hydrosol, far safer than colloidal silvers. It works so well, saving lives and money, protecting and healing you and your family. It has been targeted for elimination by the drug cartel. Learn more about amazing OxySilver and order it online at OxySilver.com. If you call right now, I'll send you a free information kit. Call toll-free 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Order OxySilver today. This call could save your life.
Ago, I said that when they begin to announce the cast to everyone, that it would be advertised as an emergency shelter, as a community place for all the homeless. Yes, you've got to be searched. Yes, they split the families up. Yes, CPS preys on your children when you're inside of them. Now they have the Emergency Centers Act in Congress, admitting they already have six giant regional FEMA camps. On military bases, they're merging the National Guard, the regular Army, infusion centers. And here's an article. County pursues emergency shelter. The Adams County Board of Supervisors voted money to tentatively move forward with plans for an emergency shelter at U.S. 61 to be run by the Mississippi Emergency Management Agency, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, and is meant to serve as a durable shelter during a hurricane or tornado events, but to also act dually for during civil unrest, as the Houston Chronicle and Wall Street Journal have reported. They're building these everywhere. And they're half of American children, AP reports today, are on food stamps, and 90% of black children. They want you bankrupted. That's in their own documents I read in the second hour. Statements by the UN. Statements by the federal government. They want the government to bankrupt things. And I'll say this. This morning I watched a 10-minute interview, uncut, with Rush Limbaugh on Fox. I watched the on Breitbart.com. I watched it. And Limbaugh told the truth. He said Obama wants to destroy the economy by design so the government can take over, and they want 1/6, not 1/7. It is more like 1/6, closer to 20%, 1/5. It's like 1/5 and a half, if you want to get technical, of the economy to take over every facet of your lives, to take over and regulate everything. And the bill says that. And the bill's got the death penalties, panels, and it's got the forced compulsory insurance. But see, Limbaugh can tell the truth now because Bush is out of office, so he can play the part of the opposition, just like Glenn Beck can. So when they put in a right-wing savior in 3 years or 7 years or whatever the case is, people will think the Republicans are going to save them. And we hear about the soul of the Republican Party and everywhere the mantra, Republicans better get mainline and better compromise or they're going to lose. No, Republicans had better become libertarian and constitutionalist, and every poll shows Hispanics, blacks, whites, Asians would vote for them in droves. It shows they would win by a landslide. But they won't vote for Republicans because they know they're a bunch of criminals. By the way, Ron Paul's on the show Thursday. We got Stubblebine and Labo tomorrow and a bunch of other surprise guests Friday. I'm just going to leave it at that. Big shows tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday. Important, informative. But I almost want to get on a plane, go get the passes, go in and knock on doors and lobby myself with these congressmen, get a list of Republicans that say they're going to vote and Democrats for the climate bill. I mean, this is happening right now, and they wouldn't even let the House read it until they'd already started voting on it 3 months ago, and the same crap in the Senate. They're now debating it right now and just released the Senate version. They know you're waking up. So they're swarming us from every angle. I'm going to go to Charles, Chris, Jack, and Mark here in a moment. I wanted to bring Ted up for 5 minutes, and I am going to your calls. But no matter how important your questions are, I got to go quick. The guy asked me a concentration camp question, and I got to give him a full spectrum breakdown. That's why you should buy the DVD Camp FEMA at InfoWars.com. We got it half price when you get it with Fall of the Republic. Then you support us and have a high production value film that I certify is accurate. That's why I consulted on the stinking thing. I didn't have time to make one myself. I encouraged them to make that film. They did a great job. Order the stinking thing. Have the answer for people about the camps. Infowars.com or 888-253-3139. All right, I want to bring up our biggest and longest sponsor, the owner of the Genesis Network, and who I've chosen to buy gold and silver from. And gold went up again today to record heights. And Ted is still holding the price of gold he bought at $1,020 an ounce, is what the market was, and silver even lower, but it isn't going to last long. He sold out of the gold at $950 when it was $1,030. He sold out of the gold that was $1,000 when it was $1,045. Now he's about to sell out of gold at $1,200. That's what the market was, Goldie priced at that level in the market. Now when it's $1,060. So, he's got it. Great deal. Francs, sovereigns, in the gold coins, silver coins he's got. But they won't be here long at this price. Ted Anderson, good to have you here with us.
Yeah, nice to have me up again, or be up with you again, Alex. I got to tell you, what an awesome day in gold. It was this time the Indian people that pushed the gold up to where it is today. It has been China. I mean, every time we go to sleep, gold takes this big spike. But it happened actually in the New York market today, and it was driven by the Indian people. And gold right now just touched just underneath $1,090 an ounce, which means that that $1,100 an ounce gold is just a whisker away. And we're going to, you know, I believe in all my heart and soul that that's going to happen.
Well, this is exactly what Bob Chapman has been calling by the numbers. He said it would go up to 1,060, back down to 130. Then next it would find its footing at 1,080 plus. Then he said it would go down to 160. Then it'll go, and once it goes over 1,100, that's a psychological barrier again. The sky's then the limit. Regardless, it's real. It's a precious metal. You got an insanely good deal on it. Folks are insane. You're selling gold that you bought in the market when it was almost $70 under. Right now, gold is at $1,085.10 an ounce. It went to $1,089 and change just an hour ago. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a time machine. You get to get in a time machine, go back to the prices over a month ago, but some of you probably won't. You can buy one coin. You can buy 1,000 coins. Ted has got it right now for delivery to you. Ted, tell us what you got.
Well, again, Alex, I was on your show just yesterday, and we're talking about the francs at 236 and the British sovereign was at 291. Gold has gone up over $30 an ounce today, and I have the same gold at the same price. And I am just grateful to the Federal Reserve System and the central banks of the world for depressing the prices of gold down to that 1,020 area so I could buy it. But guess what? They lost the battle again, and now gold is up almost at $1,100 an ounce, and I just can't say it enough. That is a fabulous buy. And I was also able to get myself locked back into some more of those walking liberties at 869, and that is just a, oh man, I can't tell you, that's a great price. And at this particular time in the marketplace, compare it to the Federal Reserve note, I mean, you just can't beat it. I don't know how people can see that staying in paper is a better idea than having a piece of gold that actually takes human labor to pull out of the ground.
Well, Ted, Citibank, as you know, declared for bankruptcy yesterday. What was the third largest bank? They're consolidating. Have you read the McClatchy newspaper's syndicated analysis, 10-page report, how Goldman secretly bet on the U.S. housing crash to consolidate the market and bring down Bear Stearns? That's what our guest a year ago said they were doing and said it was criminal. Max Kaiser, Gerald Celente, Bob Chapman, Professor Black, there needs to be indictments. Why can't we just finally, this is what's getting me in hot water, that's why they're after me, because I know the silver bullet. Arrest these bastards. It could all end. It could all stop. It's a bunch of Madoff criminals, a bunch of Ken Lay types. Ken Lay wrote the Al Gore carbon tax 12 years ago. I mean, Ted, it's like Groundhog Day. We keep waking up to the same nightmare as it gets worse. We need to identify. Well, that's another issue. The point here is, Ted, my God, Ted, how high is gold going to go?
Well, that's a good question. Now, we break through this $1,100 an ounce, and I would say the next target is going to be up there around $1,300. I truly believe with the momentum that we have going on in this market, I don't think this bull market's over until we've seen $2,600 an ounce and we've gone beyond that level. That's just.
And by the way, that's what the conservative commentators are saying on Fox and CNN everywhere and MSNBC and CNBC. Some people are saying $6,000. Hey, you know what, Ted? Gold I bought at $300 an ounce or less that I bought 8 years ago, guess what? Alex Jones hadn't sold that back to you, has he, Teddy?
No, you're still holding on to it.
That's right, because it's an emergency to keep my business going. It's an emergency money for my children and my wife. It's an emergency if we get sued. I can always have something to defend myself with. And again, I don't have it for an investment. I'm not selling it, even though most of the gold and silver I bought was silver at $5, gold at $300 or lower. And the bottom line here is, ladies and gentlemen, you cannot beat getting into gold and silver right now. And if you ever saw it start dropping, you can dump it. Why would people stay in paper, Ted?
It kind of boggles my mind. I mean, obviously, people have been lulled into the idea that paper is better than gold, and that happened in 1971 when Richard Nixon was in office and he had to close the gold window, and we went into a complete fiat paper system. I can tell you, in the 1980s, there was a tremendous effort by the central banks to suppress the gold below $400 an ounce, and as long as we had foreign money being lent to us, we were able to live on that prosperity that somebody else created, and we were able to do it. But you know what? There isn't a foreign nation out there that wants U.S. government securities anymore, and it just doesn't make sense to be on a fiat currency when the whole world is trying to get away from it. It's almost like the people of the United States, the majority of them at this point in time, have their head in the sand and think that this is going to all get better for them. And I got news for you. It's not. When you see the government doing what they're doing and printing money like there's no tomorrow, the United States dollar is doomed.
Ted, I'm going to go to calls here in a moment, but I want to finish up on this. I'm looking at MidasResources.com. You have the live 24-hour spot gold, live 24-hour spot silver. The graphs are almost identical above and below each other, showing the market manipulation. And now the Federal Reserve has been admitting what they wouldn't admit previously, that they're manipulating the price down. And as you said, they're losing the battle because the dollar's plunging, because of the actions the bankers have taken. Folks, give Midas Resources a call. Ted, how long can you hold this deal?
Well, I'm going to be holding this one just for tonight because gold has gone up way too much. It's not going to be a surprise to me to see gold up over $1,090 an ounce. So I'll have to hold on this one. I usually say I'll see what happens, but I'm quite certain that I'm going to have to raise my prices tomorrow.
800-686-2237. The word on the street was there was going to be a stock market crash this week. I didn't go with that. I hope that's not the case. But this ain't looking good with Citibank going down this week. I was told last week Citibank was going to go under by a high-powered financial reporter I was talking to trying to get on the show. He won't come on the show, but he said that off the record Citibank was probably going to go under and that we were going to have a crash this week. I don't know if that's the case. I got this word from other high-powered media people that I talked to. I hope that's not the case, but this isn't looking good. Folks, get into gold and silver right now, because when the yuppies find out that this is the right investment, you're not going to be able to get gold and silver without paying a premium that's off the charts. This is a great deal, a fabulous deal. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. Now is the time. 800-686-2237. 2237. They're there till midnight tonight, and you're probably not going to get this deal again tomorrow because Ted's going to sell out of gold. He bought at the 120 level with it now right up at $1,090 an ounce, breaking all-time records by over $30. This is incredible. 800-686-2237. Thank you, Ted.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Alex.
800-686-2237. Don't be stupid, folks. Okay, I want to go to Charles in Louisiana. Charles, thanks for holding. You're on the air. Go ahead.
How you doing, my friend?
Good.
Well, I'll tell you, you said you apologize to people for screaming. Alex, they need to apologize to you. You putting out everything on the line. The people need to apologize to you because of their cowardness. But I tell you what the people's got. They don't want to wake people up. They don't want to make tapes. They don't want to talk to people. They're going to have the real thing, the cattle prize, see the kids raped. I mean, like in New Orleans, people trying to leave New Orleans. They've shot people trying to leave New Orleans. They asked for water. They would put dogs on
you were one of the emergency workers, and you called first and said police had mowed down people trying to walk
out. I reported that to you first.
And now they've been convicted. It didn't come out for 6 months that you told the truth.
Yes.
And the military called it a laboratory. They locked it down, didn't let people get aid to set the precedent for FEMA to get more power.
Yes. And I've reported to for years many things over the years. I was the first one really to start putting out tapes by the mass, by the hundreds. You know?
You've been putting my films out for a decade, haven't you?
Yes. I put out, I quit now, but 7,400. 7,400. I quit about 3 years ago. I had to, after the storm, you know, got me. But I put out all your tapes. I begged people to wake people up. I gave them the policemen. I gave them everything. But I'm going to tell you something. I'm ashamed to be American, Alex. I never thought that the people would be this dumb and this stupid.
You know, that's a good point. They can't get hundreds of countries to pass the carbon tax takeover, but America is going to lead the way into global slavery.
Well, here's the thing, Alex. I've been through a lot in my life, you know. I've been through 17 years. I've been through the prison camps, and I'm gonna tell those American people: y'all think you're running, y'all think you're hiding, you don't wanna look at the truth. But when they put you up there, people, and you're drinking your own blood and drinking out of a commode, think of Alex, think of me, because you all are doing nothing but talk. And I hate that. I'm ashamed to be America. I never thought America would be this cowardly to let a handful of people to take them. Their kids are going to be taken away from them. Their property, Alex. They're going to be like New Orleans, begging for water. The military say, if you're thirsty, honey, show me something. Women had to show them their own breasts for a little bottle of water. For a bottle of water, Alex. That's what they got us down like animals. And these people up here, they're waiting for somebody else to do it. They're waiting for you to save this country. They ain't going to do it. They're going to watch football. They football freaks. But their children and them, this generation, they in 2 more years, they won't have a country.
Well, this is the long slide into total tyranny, and it's not, like I say, a boss hog corruption. This is hardcore. The same people that funded Hitler and Lenin and Stalin and Mao on record write textbooks bragging that once their police state grid's in place, once everybody's bankrupt, they're going to have helicopters fly over and spray nerve gas on us. And that came out with the Sunshine Project in 2000. They got the government documents on that. Every city has helicopters in government hangars with lethal and non-lethal nerve gas ready for us. I mean, that's how evil these people are, Charles.
So I've tried to prove you wrong. I love you, Alex. I've been knowing you a long time. I've been calling in for like 10 years. But the American people ought to, how does a man go and look at his children and say he's American or he's a Christian or he's anything? They just name themselves. We deserve what we get because we're cowards. Not you, Alex, but they are. The American, average American guy out there is going to say not me.
Stay there.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Attention, an important product from HempUSA.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Look, America has always been a sleeping giant. The establishment knows that, the social engineers, the architects of evil. And so they built this control grid knowing we're going to wake up as a trap. But we've woken up more people than they thought we would. They're definitely getting concerned. They're having big problems on every front. We just can't see all our victories. So, Charles, there are a lot of decadent men who think that just watching football and acting tough is what a man is supposed to do. We have a lot of corrupt women in this country. But a lot of them are starting to wake up. And we've planted the seeds that won't sprout till they really get oppressed. And so that's the good news, Charles. And I want to salute you for all the work you've done over the years. Anything else? Anything else, Charles?
People, we wouldn't even be where we are today. And they won't do nothing, Alex. They won't make tapes. They won't wake their neighbors up. I'm just sick of being American because we're celebrating communism. How does it make the soldiers feel wearing their uniform? Obama's just a puppet. And we need to turn off Washington, D.C. and say we don't recognize you no more. We need to do something, Alex.
I agree. We should all send them emails and phone calls and registered letters saying, I don't recognize you. You're a criminal whore.
Do something.
Charles.
Thank you, Alex, for the tapes. And people think I'm just blowing smoke, but I woke up a lot of people with that. You know, we had just in the last 2 weeks, two people died of the swine flu. Two friends of ours. Two people in 1 week, Alex. And people don't realize how serious it is until they're in prison or their kids are thirsty. Then they wake up all of a sudden, and it's too late.
But the police came in and confiscated all the guns and still didn't get in trouble. Good to hear from you, Charles. Charles has been calling in for more than 10 years. Chris in Kentucky. Chris, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, thanks for bringing this in. This swine flu deal with the media, like you were playing the last hour, is getting this way this morning in our news, local news area. They're saying they're running out of vaccinations. They're running out of vaccinations. You're going to die if you don't take it. Now the Jefferson County Public School System is going to get with the health department and go to all the schools and have talks and getting your kids vaccinated.
And they've been caught nationwide forcibly injecting children even when the parents say don't do it.
Yep, and I believe that's coming here. And I'm going to call it the radio station. And, it, you know, I know we've got some corporate stations that run, but you know they better get this word out because with those news reporters that reported about all this, suppose you have a child in the public school system, you take that vaccination, and your child gets paralyzed or autistic. It's going to be too late.
Well, what's even sicker is they won't tell people it's sunshine, vitamin D. They won't tell people that the nasal flu vaccine for H1N1 is what has now caused some of it to actually spread. They knew that. That's in the insert. That's in the insert. We've shown it here 100 times or more the last month. Some shows 5-6 times. It's in the inserts. They know that they put out the nasal first so it would spread. How diabolical is that?
Yeah, and it's incredible. And I want to go through some history of these vaccines. I've got some DVDs I found at a yard sale from old police shows. They used, back in the early 70s, they did the same thing of conditioning. There's a virus throughout the city. We need to quarantine the city. Everybody get lined up. And I remember all the actors and all those scenes were lined up. If you don't get that vaccination, you're going to die. And they've been doing this since the 70s.
Send those to me. I need that old propaganda. We played some of the old TV ads that would say, you're going to die if you don't take it. And then they had to stop the shot because it was killing people.
Exactly. And TV shows were doing that as well.
It's total... total propaganda. God bless you. Good to hear from you, Chris. I'm going to talk to Jack, Mark, Mike, and Robert. Then our guests are going to be in studio at the 8 After, second segment, for the rest of the hour. Gary Franchi and, of course, William Lewis, makers of Camp FEMA, the DVD film that proves the FEMA camps, proves what's happening, documents them, all the rumors end. The documentation begins with Camp FEMA. You can get it discounted with Fall of the Republic at InfoWars.com on DVD right now. Get it.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.